Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast.
Now you can start listening.
Morning.
All right, morning.
Last week, French President Emmanuel Macron met with President Trump, and it was all over the news, social media, everywhere. They were hugging, they were holding hands, even rubbing each other's shoulders.
Yeah.
And Trump said, oh, there's a bit of dandruff, and just get it off there. I know why he was doing that.
Why?
Because he was just trying to make Melania jealous, wasn't he?
Yeah, it looked like that really works.
This is High FM.
And George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM. Let's go!
It's High FM.
Morning.
Good morning, Robin Banks.
Good morning, George Ryland.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So you're going on holiday soon?
No, I'm not going soon. I haven't said yes to him.
Yeah.
He's invited me to Lebanon for 3 days. This is our sales director, Caesar. And I said, you did this last year. And he said, this year I'm serious.
It's a bit of a burn for last year, isn't it? What if you'd have said yes then?
It's in the past.
Move on, move on.
So I'm seriously considering going to Lebanon for 3 days with Caesar.
When you get back from that trip, you're going to want those memories to last. How would you go about that? What would your typical way be?
Well, usually there'd be photos, wouldn't there?
Yeah.
I'd get my phone out. I'd snap. Caesar. Oh, hang on. I've got to put it into panoramic. He's a big dude.
However,
yeah.
When you take a picture, you're only using your sight.
Right, yeah.
If you take a video, that's your sight and your hearing.
And hearing, yeah.
What we need is three senses.
This is like neuro-linguistic programming.
Yeah.
So you've got your sight, your visual, you've got your hearing, your auditory, and you've got your kinesthetic, which is your feeling.
So what you're going to need to do, and I've done a little example for you, but I've used myself.
Okay, right.
Is you're going to draw your holiday
when you
get back. Okay.
Is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
I'm on
the beach. There's the sun.
But you've got no face. There's just a round thing.
I'm looking at the sun.
Oh, right. So that's behind you. Where's your hair?
No, don't get bogged down in detail.
You've got no hair there.
Well, I'm going to remember this.
It's like a stick man.
It's a stick lady.
It's a stick lady, yeah. That's what it is.
So,
Caesar. You want me to draw me and Caesar? Okay.
And then you're going to remember this for a lifetime.
So this is myself and Caesar. Okay, right.
In fact, you might not even need to go because you'll have the memories just from this. So
I'm going to draw me. There's me lying down there. I'll show you this in a second. I'll draw the sun. There's the sun beating down because it's lovely. And I'll draw Caesar.
You can maybe gift this to him as a thank you. Get it framed.
I'm going to show George now. I cannot put this on video later, and here's the reason why.
Oh, my goodness. What's he? Oh, dear.
Visual stuff, guys.
It works.
On the radio.
Oh, you are a horrible person. He ruined me on holiday.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Come on.
On High FM.
I'm calling Caesar from my mobile phone.
I think you should. You need to get the flights booked.
Yeah. Just want to find out, actually, is it still on or was it just something, you know?
Just a throwaway comment. You took him up on it and now he's like, don't answer the phone.
He's going to call about the flights. The holiday to Lebanon. Right, he's not answering.
That happens a lot, doesn't it, when
it
you
does.
Call him?
Yeah.
Strange.
Oh. Hello?
Hello.
Caesar, it's Robin here.
Yeah, I know that's Robin.
Okay. Dude, yeah, really good. Really quickly, are you serious about me going to Lebanon with you?
I'm serious?
Yeah, are you serious?
Definitely, I'm serious.
Definitely. Man. Okay, bye, Caesar. I love you.
Bye. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Okay, baby, go for it.
This is High FM, back to Ryland.
Good morning.
Now, it's been a while since you've been on a date, I presume. Like, since before mobile phones came out. Anyway, what do you think?
Yeah.
the three biggest sins are.
Okay, so this is when you meet someone.
Yeah.
You've met them out. Are you sitting down with them? Are you actually out with them?
You're messaging them. You're trying to get the first or second or even third date, say. Trying to impress.
Okay, so, well, the first one is leaving it too long.
Yes.
Yeah?
Because that's in a number two.
Right, because brilliant. Because if you leave it too long, it's just silly. Stop playing games. If you like the person, just message them.
And if you're busy, you can say, I'm busy, I'll get back to you.
Yeah, I'm busy.
But you've got to get back to them.
But please get back to them. And don't do that. You know, I've heard this, oh, you've got to leave it 3 days. No, you don't.
3 day rule. That's out the window now.
It's a 3 minute rule.
What else is off-putting?
Off-putting is immediately changing your relationship status on social media.
No, we're just talking about the actual messages.
The actual messages?
Although that would be off-putting, yes. Okay. Due to be married. Ah, we had a coffee. What could you put in your message that would be?
Oh, kisses. Don't put kisses.
Well, worse than that, there's some emojis that you don't want to see.
Avocado?
Something like that.
I was hungry. That's all. I was hungry.
But most importantly,
right,
what is the biggest turn off in a message?
If it comes from me.
Well, there is that, but
I give up.
Bad grammar.
Bad grammar.
Is it there, or there?
Follow us on Instagram. At High FM Radio. You know, because it would be totally cool if you were.
Good morning to you.
Do you know he's trying to put on a voice?
Or it could be a guy with just a quick thing to say about juicing. So judgy.
Does he need an introduction?
Boring.
It's boring, well, Merez.
A quick one. Right, no, seriously, it's very quick.
Seriously, it's quick. Listen, if this is your first time listening to this radio show, just wait for this, okay? He set it up with quick one, I'll make it quick. Okay, he's boring Merez with a quick one. You put a timer on this. Just put a timer on.
All right, quick one, I'll make it quick.
Here we go.
Right. Hi, FM, yes.
Boring Merez. What's going on?
I don't know.
That was really weird. Did you hear that?
That's weird, yeah. It's like something like, I don't know.
It's like it all speeded up on the phone. It was like the phone company knows it's boring Merez.
Made it a quick one.
Didn't make it a quick one.
To the point, please, to the point.
All right, come on then,
Since you don't, I heard that you don't like gifts and you didn't want nothing for a birthday, but I hear you're going to Lebanon on holiday.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is, I've got something for you. I've got you a box of crayons so that you can draw your memories and stuff.
Oh, that's nice. Why don't you go as well, Merez?
Me?
Three of you.
Me, boring Merez, and Caesar from sales.
Wolfpack in Lebanon. Lads.
Watch out, girls. Here we come.
Hi.
Have you ever called us before?
Not really.
All
the questions that you were asking, I was like, I think that's me.
And you think it's you?
I didn't even have your number. I had to write it down. I was like, okay.
All right, brilliant. That's fantastic. So you've never called us before and you've never called this radio station before. Who are you?
No.
Kotoba. Thank you so much for being there. And thank you for calling. See, that was really easy, wasn't it?
I'm not sure about that.
It was simple. All right, catch you later. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Right, let's go for another one, shall we?
Why not?
Hello, Hi FM.
Hi.
Have you ever called a radio station before?
Never in my life.
Never in your life?
Wow.
Okay, who are you?
Well, I am Sumaya Khalid.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it.
Okay. And just tell me, how does it feel now we're all talking together and you're on the radio? How does it feel?
Feels good.
It feels all right, doesn't it? It feels good.
That's what we like.
You gave me the courage to do it.
Oh, thank you. See, it was just like, give us a shout if you've never called before. It starts
with calling the radio station. Yeah. It ends with running the world.
It does.
Just saying.
All right, listen, what have you got on today? What are you doing?
Well, I just reached office.
Yeah.
And that's it. I have a long, hectic day
ahead of me. Where do you work? Give them a shout out at the office.
Well, I work at Bayan Tibian. It's an integrated marketing communications agency.
Okay, I'm bored. Right, I'm bored now. Okay, bye. Thanks for calling.
Go and tell people things.
Let's do one more, shall we?
Absolutely.
Hello, Hi FM.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're all right. Have you ever called a radio station before?
I did call before.
Ah, you did. We're
did
only...
you call a different radio station?
No, no! No!
Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Guys, I just wanted to tell you, going to work every day, it's a hassle.
Hang on, rewind. What radio station did you call before?
No, I just called you guys. Don't try to pull my leg.
No, you're lying. Lying. Trying to dig out of it now.
I'll give you a hint. I called you before.
Yeah.
And you asked me what I do, and I told you I'm a banker, and you said you hate bankers.
Oh, we're horrible. Aren't we horrible? No wonder.
Did we say that because you wouldn't give us any free money?
You're horrible. Yes, George.
All right, listen, thank you very, very much for calling again.
Thank you, guys. You're the best. Keep it up.
Bye. Waking up.
Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Yes, I'm Robin Banks. I never called in a radio station.
Never called. Oh, we did this before 8 o'clock. We did this.
Yes.
And now it's after 8 o'clock. But that's okay. Thank you very much for calling.
Who is calling?
Yeah, who are you?
I'm called Musa.
Musa.
Yes, I'm called Musa. Yeah, from Muscat, Mabella.
You sound very chilled.
Yeah, you sound really cool. Let's guess his age, shall we?
Mm.
Right, don't tell us how old you are, George. You want to have a guess? What, Musa? How
28.
Old 28. I think he is, right, I think he is 19.
Yes, I'm 19. I'm
yes! 19.
But you guys, you are very good. I love
yes!
you.
Yes! Did you see that?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm African, but I enjoy your music. I enjoy your rock music.
That's all right, mate.
You're number one, seriously.
Thank you very, very much. We are Oman's number one hit music station.
That's right.
I just want you to come and remove all radio station. You let only one radio station in my radio.
Just us. I think OHI are working on that. Ehab is working on that behind the scenes.
Plus, we get around to cars and houses when we've got the time as well.
Retune them.
Yeah.
It's always annoying when that
take
happens.
Take off the
isn't
other
it?
Buttons. God, that takes ages. I hope you appreciate them it. Down.
You remove all these radio stations.
Remove them.
Rift only one.
I hope you leave.
Just go around cutting cables.
Musa, I'll catch you later. Thanks for calling.
Okay, you're welcome, Jesse Rex. You're welcome, man. Get up,
baby, dance to the rhythm. Robin Banks.
What? Shut the front door.
George Ryland.
You shut up.
Hiya, FM.
This is Hiya FM. Banks is over there.
That's me over here.
I'm Ryland.
Over there.
What are your thoughts on Eurovision? Now, this is a song contest where people come from all over Europe and Australia.
And Australia, yes.
And it's basically glorified karaoke the way I see it.
It's just ridiculous. I remember growing up in Ireland when we only had two channels, RT1 and RT2, if the wind was blowing in the right direction, I'd watch Eurovision. And the Irish used to always win it. Johnny Logan, what's another year for someone who's getting used to being alone?
Ireland won it a lot, didn't they?
In fact, Ireland didn't want to keep winning it. Because
then you have to host it and it's really expensive.
It costs them too much money.
So this contest, no one actually really wants to win.
This
it's
is true.
Not seen as very cool to
it's
do
not,
it.
It's not at all. Which is why we're doing a bit now, kids.
Because there's something weird about it.
Weird Eurovision.
There's a lot of banned items if you are going to attend Eurovision
really?
This year.
Oh, really? Okay.
Ladders.
Ladders?
Yep.
You can't bring a ladder.
Can't bring a ladder.
To Eurovision.
Also, leave that helmet at home. And your adhesive tape.
Yeah, I never take my helmet with me.
We know what you're
me.
About. Shopping trolley.
Yeah.
You've got to leave that outside,
oh,
mate.
Oh, God, what?
We will not have a repeat of last year.
How am I going to bring my stuff in?
Yeah, and in your shopping trolley, you're going to need to leave your golf balls. They are not allowed. Extension cable, that's out.
How am I going to charge my phone when the socket's right over there?
Well, you're going to have to leave that with your ropes and umbrellas, explosives and firearms.
That's my usual Thursday night.
What's the point in going?
Exactly.
Oman's Hi FM.
Waking up laughing is always a good way to wake up in the morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is Hi FM. Why have you got your phone out, George?
So I want to show you something. I'm a bit upset. You know, when you spend a lot of time with someone and you think, oh, they know me. They know me.
They
know what I like, what I don't like.
Yeah.
Even just generally. It doesn't have to be too specific.
Right.
And then you find out they didn't know you at all.
This isn't a dig at me, is
it? Like, they didn't care.
Is it me?
No.
Is it me?
No.
Oh, phew, yeah.
Someone special.
Yes.
Special to me that I spend a lot of time with.
All right, okay. What's up? Oh, mate.
They don't know me at all.
Okay, let's see this.
Just look at that picture and you'll know what I mean.
Let's see that photo. Oh, mate.
I know.
Oh, mate.
I know. All of that time, oh, it just means nothing.
That's
nothing.
That special, well, someone? Do you see this person? Is it someone?
Big part of my life.
Netflix is suggesting Premier League legends to watch for George.
It's like they've never met me.
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks.
Why do you have to throw a wet blanket on my dreams?
George Ryland.
You come off a bit cocky.
Live across Oman.
Woo!
Get up.
Hi, FM.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Top of the morning.
How's it going? You well?
Good, good, thank you very much. I'm calling for a small favour.
A small... Oh,
ah,
see,
we
go.
Stopped doing favours about 2 months back. Sorry about that.
Yeah, we're evil.
I know.
We're the evil morning show in Oman. I bet it's got to do with a song, hasn't it?
No, it's not a song.
Okay, all right, well, that's good, because usually people go, oh, can you just play one song for me, please?
You guys play no songs for anyone.
We don't. And other radio stations that say, we'll play this for you, they don't.
Or like what Kathy says, they put anything.
Yeah. Anyway, what's your small favor?
Yeah, usually I go with my wife in one car, but today I didn't, and I've been trying to reach her, and the phone is off. So, Maha, if you're listening, please switch on your phone.
Why do you need to get hold of her?
Yeah, why?
Did you forget actually, your lunch? Why so urgently that you had to phone Hi FM?
Come on, come on, come on.
I don't know. Today I'm going. I went to Nezwa. We usually go in one car. It's kind of boring driving all the way to Nezwa.
Well, it would chat in the car.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it at all.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, that's a lie, sir. That's a lie.
Yeah, come up with a good one.
What have you forgotten that you want her to bring to you? Come on.
What has she done that
you've
just...
Oh, it's not your wedding anniversary,
oh, yeah.
Is it?
I love you so much.
Come on.
Nothing.
Oh, now look what you've done to the poor guy.
Nothing compared to what she's going to do.
You've embarrassed me on the radio. Right, who is she? Do that again, one more time, just in case she doesn't believe that it's you.
It's Abdullah. Can you please switch on your phone?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Baby, wake up. Baby, wake up. Robin Banks.
God, I'm waking you up.
George Ryland.
Let's get it on.
This is Hi FM. This is Robin Banks. George Ryland.
Good morning.
What's a millennial's favourite TV show? And this is not a joke, by the way.
Alf, the one that he is.
No, but you are mucking around with this.
How dare you? I'm a target for this. No, this is what I watch.
You're making light of this, but actually you're really close.
Really?
Yeah. Now, millennials are people between 18 and 24.
Seems to be very floaty, this term.
So what do you think? Favourite TV show of all time?
Well... from what you've just said, seems to be something old school.
It is.
Like no, they don't like Friends, do they? I read that.
They don't like it, do they? All them. You'd think it would be something like, I don't know, The Office, Big Bang Theory, Stranger Things.
Is it like Frasier?
No, it's not Frasier.
Cheers.
No, it's not Cheers. Do you remember Cheers? What a classic TV show.
I'm stuck.
The number one spot... of the most popular TV shows of all time amongst millennials, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, get out of town.
I swear to you.
God, it wasn't even that good when it came out. I mean, it was all right, but...
It was great.
Could you watch it now? No. Right?
Robin Banks and George Ryland. We are on target.
Morning, Chris Burks. Proud of us.
He loves it when we do stuff like this.
Check one.
Check. You got a check for us?
Check, please.
Great, brilliant. Check, please.
Doesn't need to go to three. One's enough.
Yeah. He is that cool.
Let's sing a song together.
Oh, well, hang on. First of all, people might not know who you are. I know that's probably not going to happen, and people are listening going, oh, wow, it's Kozai from Halle, everyone. Ooh. Kids, shush in the back. It's Kozai. It's the best bit. We've not heard of it for ages.
Yeah, I'm here. Please.
It's Kozai from Halle's here.
Yeah.
Dude, it's been ages. You're only like 3 meters away.
But you never write. Yeah. You never call. Never drop in.
Why haven't you been in for, it seems like it's weeks.
Because I have problems.
You've got problems?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, what's wrong? Is it okay? Can anything myself and George help you with?
Problems in my home.
Oh, you got problems in the home?
Yes.
Oh, like what? Tell us.
No, I can't. correct.
Okay.
Try to think of something really quickly.
Yeah. I need to be sad, okay?
Okay, well, I'll put some sad music on.
Let's be sad.
Okay, sad music on. Okay, is everything all right? Is anything we can do seriously?
No.
No. Are you sure?
5,000 riyals.
So Kozai has got money problems, everybody. No. He has money problems.
No.
That's it, all right. So Kozai's got money problems. That's what we learned today.
Awkward.
Kozai from Hala. They don't pay them very much.
Very awkward.
It's all right, though.
I'll see you guys.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Or maybe not. Who knows?
I will. I will be here.
You need the money. Kozai will.
No money.
Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks.
I put my heart and soul into this show.
George Ryland.
You're going to hear some fear.
Woo! Get up. Hi, FM.
Hey.
Hello.
Is this Robin?
This is Robin right here.
And George.
And George is over there.
Oh my God, I'm so happy.
Are you happy? Oh, just speaking to us makes this lady happy.
Who's calling?
Abigail.
Abigail's on the phone.
What's up, Abigail?
Yeah. All right, Abigail, what can we do for you?
Good. So what I want to say is that I've just been here 3 months.
Yeah.
I'm working here in Muscat.
All right.
And recently, one of my sisters died in India, and it was really so hard.
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
And she was actually killed, but they haven't got the person who did it.
Wow.
So, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
But it was really sad. But you guys, like, you're like my best friends. You're like...
Oh, no.
So I feel so happy. You guys really make my day. Like, you're the only people that I listen to.
Oh, don't.
Yeah, so I love you.
No, seriously,
so much.
Stop.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, thank you so much, Abigail. That's really lovely.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, but, thank you very much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye then.
Thank you.
Love you.
Bye. Oh, isn't that lovely?
Poor thing.
Wasn't that lovely?
Didn't expect that.
No, I didn't either. Somebody actually likes us.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
I have no idea.
Uh-oh. Hi.
Here we go.
Robin Banks, George Ryland.
This is High FM, Robin Banks.
Hi.
I'm George Ryland.
FM.
You've lost loads of weight.
Thank you very much for noticing. Nearly 10 kilos.
I mean, you did just tell me, but yeah.
My fingers go, look at that! Still got these though, these here.
But you probably need some new threads soon.
Yeah.
So have a think about your wallpaper
and
your bedding. Nice pattern.
Well, I don't know. No, I'm a bloke.
But the bedding's got a pattern.
Sometimes it does, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. What's that got to do with me and losing weight and my clothes?
You're going to get a new suit that matches your bedding because IKEA now do this. Yes.
No.
They've got suits. They've been inspired by the stuff they sell, like bed linen, wallpaper, chairs.
No,
consider the implications.
Oh,
you might not want to leave your house, but you could hide so easily when you're in the house. You could be the floating head in the living room.
Like hide and seek.
Exactly.
That's just terrible. I'm going to Dubai.
Get up. Time to do it. Let's go. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Get on up.
This is High FM, and this is big, big news.
Ooh, big news.
This is 100% true. It sounds ridiculous. You may have read about it. Researchers have finally confirmed that Uranus smells like farts.
Do you know, I saw this story, and I just thought, no, I've done too much of this stuff with him. I'm going to leave that alone. And it didn't cross my mind, actually, that you, of course, would dig it out.
Astronomers have always wondered what the atmosphere around Uranus is made of.
Go ahead.
And a team of researchers just figured out it contains hydrogen sulfide, which is the same thing that gives rotten eggs that gassy smell.
Yep.
It's important because it could help them figure out how other planets in the solar system formed. But obviously, the only thing we really care about is that if anyone ever gets close to Uranus, they might want to hold their breath. Not that anybody would get close to Uranus, that is. There's a lot of radio waves coming from Uranus as well. Did you read about that?
No, I leave all the scientific part of the show to you.
A lot of it on 104.8 FM. Ow.
Morning.
Morning.
You all right there?
Yeah, I just hit my ankle on the
Ow.
Chair.
Ow. Ouch.
Yeah, you know that?
That does hurt, yeah.
And I go bare feet here in the studio. Well, not bare feet. I've got socks on, but I have to take my shoes off when I broadcast.
I hope you literally throw those socks away every day.
A new pair of socks every day.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
Because you know what day it is today?
What day is it today?
I'd never heard of this before. It's Honesty Day.
Is it?
Yeah, 30th of April is Honesty Day. Do you know why?
No.
Offset April Fool's at the beginning of the month.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's genius.
But it's also a full moon. So that, to me, just basically means
there'll
be a load of nutters out and you can just be really honest and call them on it. We'd be weird for though, Robin.
Ow. I'm going to hate that today.
Yeah, it's going to be a terrible day.
So let's be honest, right? We've got to be honest. Yeah. In the office.
This outfit's not working for you. Good morning. How are you?
No, you can't just be honest straight away. You've got to wait till somebody asks you a question. You can't just wait till people come in. You look terrible today. No, George. No. That's not what we mean.
Oh, I think it's going to go well. 1, 2, 3.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Roiland. I could be the one to wake up with Hi FM.
It's Hi FM. Hello, good morning.
Morning.
It's Robin Banks just here, and George Roiland is over there.
So you've got Kim Kardashian news yet again.
Yes, I do.
Obsessed.
I love her. Yes, and I've got a great punchline at the end of this, which I think most people won't get.
How do you assume it's great, then?
She says, quote, right, Kim says, the next fragrance I have coming out in May, KKW Body, is so amazing. It is a sculpture, basically, of my body. It's really cool. So that's right. How it comes.
So if it falls down, it never gets up.
Nice. That's actually really good. Yeah. My advice to you men is you got to clear a little extra space on your wife's dresser.
Get on up. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Roiland. Turn it up. Yeah. Oman's higher.
Oman's number one hit music station is Hi FM. This is Banks here, runs over there.
Morning.
If I said Home Alone to you, who's the first person you think of?
Little Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin, of course it is. And if I said, if there was any visual from Home Alone, what would it be? Yes, George is now doing the face. That
it's his version of the Edward Munch scream, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Did you read this about Macaulay Culkin? And he said he doesn't want to make his Home Alone face anymore, because he gets asked by strangers. They come up and they obviously want to take a picture with him doing the Home Alone face.
I imagine it must be a little bit boring for him by now.
He prefers to be known for his other movie roles, like
Home Alone 2. Was he in that?
Yeah, and that other thing, you know.
Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks and George Roiland
across Oman.
Hi. It's Hi FM, Robin Banks, and George Roiland.
Good morning.
Prom. It's a big deal in the States.
Yeah, really big deal.
I think it's just a dance at the end of school, isn't it?
Basically, yeah, that's what we had in Ireland. The CBS in Kilkenny that I went to in Ireland.
We had a dance, but one of my housemates... It went wrong.
Of course it did.
There weren't any others after that. We were the last one.
Really?
Yep.
In your school? They did not have a dance after your year had their dance.
Yeah.
Oh, please. Oh, come on. Come on. What went wrong?
My friend got a bit over-enthusiastic.
Do I need to take you down?
Yeah.
Right, okay, tell me off the air, because obviously this bit will get us hauled off the radio.
Yeah.
Okay, so off the air. Here we go. We're going down. That's a normal Thursday night, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. I'm at the end of that.
Can't believe that. Oh, sorry about that, guys. I'm really sorry, but if you heard what George said, you would completely understand.
Yes.
In fact, if you'd like to know what George said, give us a call, 22-000-959. We will tell you, but then please don't tell anybody else.
Or you need to track down a girl called Alexandria from Haileybury in the UK. That's all I'm saying. She knows.
22-000-959. And find out why George's year at school was the last year that they had the annual dance.
Also, oddly enough, the first year they introduced hard labour for girls.
There you go. Call us now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The worst of the Hi FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us.
because we don't have any.
It's your first day today at
the Sky Club,
which is Parkin's gym.
Yes.
Right, Uncle Nuno's basically sorted out a freebie for George.
Yeah.
Is Sky Club, is that like a normal gym? Can anyone...
Yeah, do you remember? We looked around the gym once.
Yeah, I do. I do.
You blocked it out.
I do. No, but is it for people who are staying at the hotel? Or can anybody off the street like get membership for that?
I think most hotel gyms you can get membership for. Yeah.
Can you find out that when you go today?
Absolutely.
Bring it back, because I'd like to know that. Netflix. Let's talk Netflix. Your partner, Netflix, plans to raise, have you read about this? Another $1.5 billion for original content. And by original content, they mean another series comprised entirely of 80s movies references, right?
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed!
It's High FM. Oh, do you want to do a bit or shall I? I've got a bit here.
Let's do yours first.
Okay. This is not going to help the reputation that today's kids are beyond fragile and coddled. But you know when you're at uni or you're at college?
Yeah.
And you get really stressed out.
Yeah, I suppose.
At the University of Utah in America.
Yeah.
They've got something just brilliant for these stressed out students.
Right.
It's in their library.
Was it beanbags or something?
No, it's even better. It's called a cry closet.
No, please don't do this.
It's students.
No!
Who are stressed out and just pop into the closet.
No.
To cuddle with some stuffed animals.
And cry.
And cry it out.
How is that? I don't think that's healthy, to be honest.
That's
surely
really,
there should be someone to talk to, not, yeah, lock
really
yourself
healthy
in a darkened room and cry.
Have a little cry.
That's the way to deal with your problems, kids.
Cry it out. Just cry it out, kids. Cry it out.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wow, these guys are definitely something special.